We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Buffalo Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi, that's what I like.
Look out below! He elevates and slams with two hands.
Here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, I hope everybody's had a happy new year, and that means when the calendar flips, it's time for Buffs Prime Time on the basketball side, and great to have show number one of 10 this season here on the Colorado Basketball Network. First couple of segments, we'll talk with head coach Tad Boyle. The Buffaloes coming off a split in Los Angeles over the weekend as the Buffs won at Southern Cal on Thursday, I guess that was, on New Year's Eve, 72-62, and dropped a three-point game to UCLA on Saturday. So the Buffaloes is getting set now to finally play some home games. We'll talk more about that here in a couple of minutes. Jabari Walker is going to join us, exciting freshman for the Buffaloes, and of course J.R. Payne as well. They're coming off a split this past weekend as well, but we welcome in the head coach of the Buffaloes. It's time to come home, Ted. You've been gone way too much, huh?
There's no doubt.
You said that on our post game the other night. You said we've played 8 of 10 on the road or away from home.
Yeah.
And I guess I instinctively or intellectually knew that. I just hadn't put it all together. Neil Welk, when I was driving here from CUBuffs.com, texted me tonight. He said, hey, tell Tad he's played as many home games this year as he played at Bramlage Coliseum. That's a heck of a way to start the season.
Yeah, it really is. And we were expecting to have the CSU game at home, of course.
Right.
That got put on hold and or I guess postponed or canceled, whatever you want to call it. And then we picked up the Tennessee game on the road. So, yeah, it just worked out that way. And, you know, so in the context of being 7-3, with that being, you know, a part of it, you know, you don't feel too bad.
And the
tides will turn.
And it's not like you're having normal road trips either. I mean, you know,
say that again.
Yeah, we talked about this with Carl Durrell through football, and you know, same thing with you. You're dealing with more road trips. Is the difficulty not only of being away from home, but then all the added roadblocks that get put in for you guys?
Yeah, and just, you know, it just seems like every morning you wake up on the road. I mean, you get tested every day.
Right.
I mean, you're getting ready to fly. You're getting ready to, you know. You don't go out to restaurants. It's one of the things I like about basketball. We don't eat all of our meals in our hotel because, you know, it just gets so monotonous. And the chicken meals and the pasta, it's all tastes the same. You know, so we like to go out and, you know, see a little bit of the cities and the towns we're in. But that's off limits this year as well. So you're stuck in your room. And in California, Mark, I mean, we had to eat our pregame meals in our rooms by ourselves.
So you guys would come down and get something boxed up, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We'd order
it, and every minute you're filling out another menu for the next day's meals.
Right.
Coach Carton, it's a lot of work for him and a lot of things on his plate. But, no, look, I'm just happy we're playing, though,
Amen.
Mark. At the end of the day,
Amen.
You just got to be thankful for what you have. And we've had some bumps in the road like everybody, but we'll continue to have some. But hopefully we can just stay on the playing mode.
So you said you get tested every single day. So I kind of give folks just an understanding of what that means. So in the morning, your trainer pulls into your room and tests you before you go anywhere?
Well, everywhere's different. You know, in Arizona, it was nice because we just come down and Raleigh, our trainer, would test us. And then the Arizona people would come pick it up from him and take it to the lab and get it done. L.A., it was different. You know, you had to go, and we had to go to USC and go through their student health.
Oh, we said right.
Kind of protocol, stand in line. It was 8:30 in the morning on game day, and here you are standing, it's a little chilly in L.A.
when we were there.
I wasn't dressed appropriately, but you're outside. We're in a parking garage getting tested for COVID.
Wow.
And so UCLA is a little different than USC. Right. USC is different than Arizona, so everywhere you go is different. So it's nuts.
Yeah, it is a crazy deal for all of us. Well, you're 7-3 right now. You're 1-2 in Pac-12 conference play. I don't know if fans might have seen the first net ranking came out this morning. That's the NCAA evaluation.
Yeah, I don't know what it stands for.
Yeah, evaluation tool. That's what it is. The net, as it's called. You guys are ranked 14th in the country in that. That's what they use to kind of take a look at all the teams when the NCAA tournament rolls around. How do you feel about the Buffaloes through 9 games?
I feel good. You know, I mean, that net ranking puts a lot. I thought we were 19th, but we'll take 14th instead of 19th. But, that's a good number. It's offensive efficiency, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for you to say. defensive efficiency, record, road games, home games. You know, I think obviously that's we're being rewarded a little bit for playing so much away from home. That'll all even itself out as conference play goes through. But yeah, to be 14th in something that the NCAA puts a lot of credence in, and the committee's going to put a lot of credence in at the end of the year is a good thing. So, you know, being 1-2 in conference play doesn't make you feel so good, especially after that UCLA game, having to watch that thing on the plane on the way home and knowing that was a
winnable ball game.
Oh, my goodness. And it's funny, on the radio show after the game with you, I wasn't as maybe disappointed. I felt like we battled, and after watching that game, I was sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
And there were so many opportunities for us to win that thing. And I'm talking about in the first half, not just down the stretch, in the second half. And UCLA's a good team. I mean, they're hard to score on. Mm-hmm. They're very tough defensively. But, we got punked a couple times in the boards. There was 4 possessions, that they just took it from us.
Yeah.
And hard to swallow. We were off on Sunday. Because we practiced on Christmas Day, we were off today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll practice tomorrow, and that will be talked about.
Point of emphasis?
And we'll watch it as well. I mean, that's right. the beauty of film is, you can watch things and see. And our players, they're disappointed, but they'll be feeling, I think, like I am after watching that film tomorrow.
I looked it up. You are 14th. Oregon's 19th.
So we're playing a 19th.
Yeah, that's where we're playing 19. Number 19, which really helps the resume when you play high-level teams like that.
Especially if you win.
Yes, that's
right. That's the key, and that's next on the list. But we've still got 2 days of practice where we have got to get better. You know, the message I'm going to give our team tomorrow at practice is, for the rest of the season, we got to think about 2 things.
Mm-hmm.
We got to think about getting better every day, and just trying to win our next game. And that's what our focus has to be. Win, lose, road, home, play well, don't play well, just let's stay focused. And I know those are cliches, but that's so true. We just, if we can do those two things, this will be a great year for us.
It's the first time we've had you on kind of this kind of setting where you get more time to chat than like a pregame. I'm wondering, with that simple message out there, and yeah, it's cliched, but it's true, right? Every cliche has got truth
absolutely
as its foundation. I'm wondering, did you learn something? What did this team learn at the end of last year? I thought about that the other day because UCLA kind of started that five-game stretch at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you learn is no matter how good you're playing or how bad you're playing, it's about the next game,
right?
And it's about the, you know, let's not take, you know, and look, there's basketball is a game of momentum, and there's runs in games, there's runs in seasons, there's shooting slumps, there's, yep, you know, you may be in a funk for a week or two. I mean, that happens. That's part of life. And it's just about not taking for granted when things are going well, just assuming, oh, it's just going to keep going that way.
Sure.
You know, after beating USC at home last year before we're playing UCLA, we had no idea that five-game losing streak was
right
coming. Had no idea. In the middle of it, you can't be thinking about that either. You got to think about that. Hey, tomorrow's a new opportunity. It's a mm-hmm. new day. It's a day of and we have to worry about the practices as much as the games. And I think sometimes you get into January and certainly the dog days of February, players are just thinking about that next game. And it's my job as a coach to make mm-hmm. them think about that next practice. And hey, what are we going to do today to get better?
Yeah. And it is a simple message, but it's easy to get lost in it.
It is.
In a
it is.
Like
and it was funny, Mark. The first conversation I have with every freshman that steps in this campus when I meet with them in my office is, you know, don't let the good days go to your head because you're going to have good days.
Yep.
Don't let the bad days get you down because you're going to have bad days. You're going to have bad days of practice. You're going to have bad games. You're going to have good practices. You're going to have good games. You got to keep that focus. And so if that's my message the first day on campus, I should probably continue that message
right
throughout their career. And sometimes the simplest things are, you know, just it takes you, you know, 26 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's what my message is going to be to our guys.
Is that one, you know, I guess I hadn't really thought about it that way. You know, one thing we always talk about with freshmen, like, you know, Jabari Walker, anybody else.
Yep.
You were a great player. You were physically more gifted than 99% of the guys you played against in high school. And we always talk about the physical aspect of making this transition. The length of the season, the level of competition, the inconsistency, which is going to happen.
Yep.
I hadn't really thought a lot about the mental hurdle they got to get.
Absolutely. And that, you know, people talk about confidence all the time. Confidence is all mental. It's all between what you feel about yourself and about your game. And look, everybody that comes here that has talent. But it's that mental part that really differentiates the good teams from the great teams, I believe, because a lot of people have talent, especially in our league. You know, everybody's got talent, and it's about the consistency. And you know, sometimes you look around the league, and you know, I see Arizona beat Washington State in double overtime at Washington State, and I look at the box score and I see Jermell Baker's 0-for-9 from three. I'm like,
yeah,
well, he's 0-for-9 from three against us.
You win that ball game.
Beat Arizona, but
that's right.
He wasn't. I mean, Akinjo, you know, struggled. He didn't struggle against us. They played, so you just don't know when you're gonna catch people's best shots and give people your best shot. Because again, I've always said this, over a 31 game season this year, that's going to 27. You know, to be on top of your game or have your A game, so to speak, 27 nights, nobody does that.
Right.
No, I mean, very few people. And the last one that did was Indiana in 1976.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Happened.
And I think the Zags and Baylor have a chance this year, but the rest of us are kind of in the muck, so to speak.
Well, it's great to have Buffs Primetime back, the first of our 10 shows this season, presented by Avery Brewing Company. We're going to take a quick timeout. Colorado getting set to host Oregon on Thursday night. Boy, get a nap in on Thursday. That's a late one, a 9 o'clock tip-off Mountain Time. More with Tad Boyle after this. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light.
Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyotathon is on now. Come in today. Tell your mom.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, get $1,000 cash back on the adventurous 2021 Toyota Tacoma, or $1,000 cash back on the rugged 2021 Toyota 4Runner. Toyota, let's go places.
Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA excludes TOD Pro. Must be a part of the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end January 4th, 2021.
To find the Toyota that's best for you, visit your Front Range Toyota stores or go to toyota.com. Toyota, proud partner of CU Basketball. Let's go places and let's go Buffs.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Hey, Buffs fans, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally. UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Back on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, along with head coach Tad Boyle. It's our first show of the year. Colorado, I said 7-2 earlier. 7-3 right now, coming off the game against UCLA. Wins over the Trojans last Thursday. 3-point loss to the Bruins. Oregon coming to town on a Thursday night. Hey, we're going to have Jabari Walker coming in here in a few minutes. Give us a comment or two about him. I mean, exciting young player.
Oh, I can't be more excited about a freshman in a while. I mean, yeah. This kid just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, Jabari, the one thing I've said about him many times is something's going to happen when he's on the floor. It may not always be good, but right. You know what? He's gonna impose his will on the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just plays with such energy and a motor, and you don't have to, you know, hype him up. He's going to come give you everything he's got. And so I'm really pleased with the progress. You know, you had talked about the mental aspect earlier. earlier, yep. and you brought that part up. And I think, to me, Jabari's making the physical adjustment, which obviously, especially as an interior player, is big. But his jump is as much mental as his as well. And I think that's where you go from a freshman to a sophomore. That's where his real jump can be made. And obviously, the weight room and the, you know, these guys didn't get the normal summer. They didn't get the normal fall with Steve Englehart mm-hmm. that they normally would. And so, you know, he's a little bit behind maybe where he would be, but tell you what, he brings it. And he's a pleasure to coach. Great kid. You know, his dad, you could tell his dad, he's got great instincts.
You bet.
You know, his dad was a heck of a player. I got a chance to meet his dad for the first time in L.A. briefly.
About that? Isn't that a sign of the COVID times?
It's a sign of COVID times. You haven't even met, you know, I'd met his mom. His mom came out to the games at in Manhattan, Kansas. So I'd met her. Obviously, you'd talk to both of them on Zoom and that sort of thing. But, I'm really pleased with him and his progress, and he's going to be a really good player. And this is a free year for him. That's what's really cool.
Yeah. Which is an interesting aspect of college athletics right now. We'll have to talk about that at some point.
Absolutely.
You know, I've asked you before and other coaches about, you know, you could coach as kids, and there's an expectation or an understanding that there's some innate knowledge they have because they've been around a game. How about when you recruit a player's kid, someone like Samaki Walker, who was a very good NBA player for a long time, and now you got his son coming in, so he's been around the game in a different way than what a coach's kid would.
The one thing, this is the first time I've done it. For an NBA player, you know, number one, I love Samaki in the conversations that we've had in terms of his expectation level of what he wants from us as coaching staff.
Well, he's speaking the same language as you.
He's speaking the same language, and he understands that Jabari's coming in here as a young man, and when he leaves here, he wants him to be a man and ready to play and hopefully play for money someday. We don't know if he'll be an NBA player or not. I mean, he keeps putting up numbers like he is as a freshman and progresses. I think he's got a chance, but, you know, Samaki understands the process. He understands, and I think, you know, the messaging that he's given to his son and that the coaches are given to his son have to be aligned. And I think up until this point they have been. And that's really been good for, I think, Jabari. I'll be anxious to, you know, hear what he says, maybe if you talk about that. Yep. But the biggest thing I worry about, Mark, is the expectation level that the kid may have on his shoulders being the son of a former NBA player, because everybody's comparing him to his father and expecting him to be the father. That's the biggest probably downside to it that I want to be, again, sensitive to and aware of, and just say, look, Jabari, you have to become Jabari Walker and the best Jabari Walker you can become. You can't worry about being Samaki Walker's son, if that makes sense. And hey, everybody knows you are, and you know you are, and you're glad you are, and you're proud you are, and you should be, but let's not have that expectation level inhibit you in any way.
Well, you think about it, you've got that going on with Jabari. We got Brendan Rice over the football side.
Absolutely.
Very unique set of circumstances there.
No doubt.
Hey, the last 5 minutes, let's talk a little bit about this Oregon team you got coming in here on Thursday night. We mentioned they're number 19 in the net. I think they were 21st in the AP poll, I think. Yep. Talented team. They've had some turnover from a year ago.
The big question mark, I think, is Will Richardson going to play?
Yeah.
I think he was expected back the second week of January. Guess what? It's the second week of January.
That's right,
He's a terrific player.
Terrible timing in that regard.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone seems to come back against the Buffaloes.
But we'll see. You know, it will be his first game back. He's coming off, you know, he hasn't played this year, so hopefully there'll be a little rust if he does play. But he's a terrific player. We know that. And, you know, Peyton Pritchard's gone. Obviously, he's been a thorn in everybody's side, you know, from years past. But, you know, they've got a bunch of graduate transfers, Mark, and they've got one from Rutgers, the Amir kid. He is a really, really good player. 6'6", can shoot threes, can score on the block, can put the ball on the floor, very active. He's going to be a key matchup for us. We know how talented Duarte is. He's kind of taken his game to another level with Peyton Pritchard's graduation. Mm-hmm. He's really shooting. They're shooting the ball not as well from three as they are as good a shooter as Figueroa, the kid from St. John's, is a guy that, hey, you look at his numbers, doesn't look like he can shoot, but he can make shots. And so they can shoot the ball from the perimeter. They're athletic. They're all between 6 foot six and 6 foot eight.
Right.
And so they're very versatile. They play the matchup zone still. You know, that what they're doing offensively and defensively hasn't changed. It's just the names have changed. Mm-hmm. So, again, our new guys aren't used to playing Oregon. The older guys are. And for us to play well against Oregon, number one, we got to guard them. You got to keep them off the glass. And then you have to have great movement against their matchup zone, because their matchup zone, one of the reasons they had success against Stanford the other night is they took Stanford out of kind of their offensive rhythm. We've been fortunate enough to not let them do that to us, given our motion offense. So we got to really work on that these next couple days, and that's going to be a key to the game.
Their one loss was their first game versus Missouri, the Stanford game Ted's talking about. They had a great second half. I think they were down by two at the half in that ballgame. In fact, they had a
very explosive. Yeah. Duarte had four threes in the second half.
Did he really?
They've got multiple guys that can heat up in a hurry.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guys you got to have on the scouting report that you keep in check.
You know, here we're talking about playing 8 of 10 on the road and all that entails, but most of the difficulty there is the off-the-court stuff that you got to deal with. Have you noticed during a ball game, is there a different atmosphere? Because I'm thinking, you got Oregon coming in here, and in recent years, this would be an electric crowd of 11,000 out here, and you'd have all kinds of home court advantage we'd be talking about, and I don't think the cutouts are going to make a lot of noise out there.
No, they're not. Day, they're not. And the only thing we have to our advantage is the altitude.
Right.
But outside of that, none. It's a wash.
Yeah.
There weren't 14,500 Arizona fans when we played them.
Exactly right.
But Arizona was ready to play mentally. They were into the game. They were emotional. So that's our challenge, you know, as players and as coaches, is to approach every game like there is a packed house out there. And the teams that do that consistently are going to win games consistently, because the home court advantage is not what it normally is in college basketball.
Yep.
And so we can't rely on that, certainly being at home. We don't have to travel. We got to sleep in our own beds. We got our routines down. That's the good thing, but that's not going to help you win a game. Helping win a game is taking care of the ball, guarding, rebounding, you know, doing the things that it takes to win.
Lastly here, before we let you go, what do we know about Dallas? How are we feeling about him on Thursday night, at least this weekend?
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Game time decision.
We're just going to keep our fingers crossed. Every day is a new day.
Yeah. So. Without him in there, so you lose a seven-footer, that's a great opportunity for guys like the guy that's going to be up here in a moment.
Jabari, absolutely.
There's extra minutes sitting out there. All
extra minutes for Jabari. We can get Tristan in the flow, which we did against both USC and UCLA. And Tristan's another guy that the more time he gets, the more comfort level he gets, the better he's going to get. So Jiraiya, Jabari, Tristan, keep Evan out of foul trouble. We can still, you know, the one thing I love about this team is we got depth.
Yeah.
You know, so you lose a guy like Dallas on the front line temporarily, and you got guys that can step in. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel the same way about Dominique Clifford and Luke O'Brien. You know, Luke O'Brien probably more of a wing player, Dominique probably more of a backcourt player. But if we have some issues down the road at those positions, I think Neek and Luke are going to be guys that you're going to be able to get into the rotation as well. So, you know, you wish you had minutes for everybody. But it just doesn't work out like that. And so we want Dallas back. But, you know, I like the way we played. We certainly could have beaten UCLA, as we talked about earlier, but we didn't. We did beat USC. So you play with the guys you got in uniform. That's the other mantra for this COVID world we're living in right now, Mark.
Exactly right. Well, good luck on Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
All right, head coach Tad Boyle here. They've got the Ducks of Oregon coming to town on Thursday night. Again, it's a late one. Scott and I will hit the air at 8:30 with Buffs warm-up, presented by Safeway, and then the tip-off between Colorado and Oregon at 9 o'clock. We're going to take a quick timeout. The aforementioned Jabari Walker, the freshman for the Buffaloes, will join us coming up next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Saving money has always been hard. There's always something awesome you just need to have. But what if there was a banking package that saved money every time you bought that something you just needed to have? Introducing First Bank Bloom. Bloom automatically saves whenever you spend on things you just need to have. Spend, save, earn with First Bank Bloom. Open a package today at efirstbank.com/bloom. Certain restrictions and requirements apply. First Bank. Banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you old at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
Hey, Buffs, so you're probably cheering out your team from your living room, which might double as your home office, and maybe even your bedroom. Well, with rates at historic lows, it's a great time to refinance with Rocket Mortgage and get cash out of your home. Cash which you could use to remodel a spare room into the ultimate fan cave. When you're ready to upgrade your home court, Rocket can. So get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Thief, played by Liam Neeson, has his heart stolen and decides to retire for love. Rent Honest Thief, now available at Redbox. When experienced bank robber Tom falls in love with Annie, he resolves to change his ways and come clean by turning in the $7 million loot he's been hiding. But he quickly learns crooked and corrupt officials litter the FBI's ranks and finds himself having to fight to clear and protect his name. Watch Honest Thief, starring Liam Neeson and Kate Walsh, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Back once again on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Time for our players segment right now. Joining us is one of the exciting young freshmen for the Buffaloes. He's out of Englewood, California, 6'8", 195, a freshman, Jabari Walker, number 12 for the Buffaloes, getting his first experience. Well, you're kind of, normally we're over at Corelli's doing the show, and we get a free meal for everyone that shows up. You're kind of getting gypped out of that in this. His appearance.
Yeah. First, you said 195. I'm gonna have to say I'm 210 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Troy. Get that roster updated. That's all the work of the weight room, right?
Yeah.
Good for you. How's the transition been for you? We were talking with Tad about the mental side of things, but mm-hmm. How's the physical transition been for you?
It's been tough, definitely, but. Yeah. Just the hard work and being in the weight room has definitely paid off. Yeah. So each day, just being consistent, you see the growth and improvement of just like everyone, like all the freshmen. Mm-hmm. Each day, just working and listening to all the coaches and Steve has definitely been paying off.
Are you still 6'8" or you're growing too?
My teammates like to joke around and say I'm still growing, but I think I'm still 6'8".
Okay, all right. You had a heck of a challenge. We talk about a transition. The other night in that game against USC, you're guarding a 7-foot Evan Mobley in that ball game. And that's a heck of a I would imagine most of the time back during your high school career, chances are you're the biggest, most athletic guy on the court, right? Mm-hmm. Virtually all the time. So you all of a sudden you get to this league and everybody's big and everybody is strong and everybody is fast. And that's a heck of a learning curve you got to be on.
Yeah, definitely. Last year I played more of the four, so it was guys that I could match up with physically, and there wasn't that much of a height difference. This year I'm kind of playing more of the four and the five. So just like even playing Washington, I had to guard a 7'4" guy.
That's
so
right.
It just getting stronger in the weight room definitely helps. And with me, the coaches like to say, use my quickness and my feet, since the guys that I'm guarding are slower than I am. So just finding like those advantages and ways around it is what I'm trying to do so I stay out of foul trouble.
You know, it's such a unique time in college athletics. Obviously, with what we're all dealing with. Ted and I were just talking about, you know, how you guys are tested every single day on the road and all the things that go into that. You're in arenas without fans. You've got a face mask on all the time. All these different things. The mental side of this has got to be a heck of a learning curve for you as well, I would think.
Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what it's like to be a real freshman.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't had to go to any in-person classes. So next year, if like things did return, it would almost be like a freshman year for me again.
Sure.
So just kind of thinking in the back of my head, like, what happens next year? Like, how's the adjustment going to be then? And just what to expect. So I really don't know how it is on a normal basis.
Tell us how you got here. So you're out in California. How did you end up becoming a Buffalo?
I was out in California. I went to Campbell Hall my freshman through junior year of high school, and I transferred to Arizona Compass Prep in Chandler, Arizona my senior year. It was a decision I had made for more of the athletic side to get more attention with colleges. And every day there was college coaches watching the practices and just watching our game. So that platform definitely helped me my senior year. And later on, well, I was getting a lot of attention in the beginning. I started off not ranked going there, and just also AAU helped that summer. So sure. Just putting in the work that summer and then going on that platform, it led me to being ranked, getting more notoriety. And later on in the season, schools like Pac-12 schools like Cal and Colorado, St. Mary's, and schools like that started reaching out.
So why the Buffaloes? What was your deciding factor to come here?
I was just talking to my dad about the player development and just the style of play, the coaching, just the conversations we had with them. It was definitely what I had envisioned in a college program.
You had a great advantage there, having a father who was a very good player, played for a long time in the NBA, understands the culture, the game, all the ins and outs that a lot of families, you come from a family where no one's got an athletic background, you know, mom and dad aren't really helping them much. Mm-hmm. That had to be great, you know, getting advice from him and helping you see things that maybe you wouldn't have seen if you didn't have his eyes.
Yeah. I don't really realize how much information he's taught me until I talk to the coaches out here. So he always laughs at me because I go back and I tell him, I'm like, my coaches said this, or they told me I have to work on this. And he's like, son, I've been saying that to you for 5 years. And I just can't say anything because I know he's right.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for all the knowledge he's taught me. And I definitely wouldn't be here today without all of that.
You know, there's a great Mark Twain line, who you may or may not have read, who once said, I couldn't believe how dumb my father was when I was 18. I couldn't believe when I turned 28 how smart he had gotten, right?
Yeah.
You start finding out the dad was actually telling you stuff that was going to make sense and work out. Hey, who wins in a one-on-one between you and your dad?
Well, right now.
How old's your dad right now, by the way?
I think he's 42.
42.
He might be getting close to 43.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You advantage you.
Yeah. See, the thing is, right now, I don't think he could keep up with me with his win. He might be a little out of shape right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this altitude, I might have the advantage. So I know he can't keep up with me here, but even in California, I got a lot more in shape. So
you know what he's got though? He's got man strength and he's got a lot of experience between those ears.
He does have that, but we played three dribbles, so I'm getting stronger.
Is that right?
He can't back me down in just three dribbles. He's got to stand him up.
You're handicapping your own dad by only giving him three dribbles, man. That just doesn't seem right, Jabari. Holy cow. How do you like being around this group of guys? I mean, I get the sense, and I don't get to be around you guys as much as I normally would, but I get the sense, even though you're not always staying together like you normally would, this is a pretty tight-knit group on this team.
Yeah, this team's amazing. Never been a part of a team like this. Just the camaraderie and just the brotherhood. Like, it's really a brotherhood. We don't fake it. Nothing is fake. Nothing's for show. We actually love each other. We feel comfortable with each other, and it definitely shows on the court. So, one of the things we talk about before we go to play other teams is they're just here. They're just here for a year. Like, even some of the one-and-done guys we play, we notice that those teams don't have as much chemistry because they're just there to try to go to the league, and they're just there temporarily. We know we're here. We're a brotherhood. We have each other. So we rely on each other, and going to play other teams, we really come together and just remember who we are as a group.
You know, I'd have to think as well, for a guy like you, I don't care, you know, any guy that's playing on the wing a little bit, mm-hmm. when you've got a McKinley Wright coming down court with the ball, mm-hmm. that's a nice position to be in. When you've got a guy that's going to leave here as the number one assist guy in Colorado history and going to hit numbers that very few people have ever hit in the Pac-12, uh-huh. you kind of know the ball's coming your way if you're open, yeah, right?
Definitely.
Yeah?
I noticed it in open runs, like when I first started playing with them, we went to like a gym and we were doing like 5-on-5 and I was like, okay, this is really different. I haven't really played with anyone that can just get to anywhere they want to go and then dish the ball off like that. I was like, okay, I kind of like this. And often now I just whisper to him, I'm like, man, I love playing with you.
Yeah.
Like, I just got to keep reminding him, like, he's doing great things.
You watch him as well. The way he kind of goes about his business. You can learn from that, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He just has a different type of mentality when it comes to working and when it just comes to the approach of the game. He takes every game seriously, and his work ethic is unbelievable. So just having all these seniors here for my first year is definitely great for me, and I can't wait to be in the position that they're in.
I love one of the lines that Tad has said about you. When I asked Tad about Jabari Walker, he said, when Jabari walks on the court, something's going to happen. He says, you're chuckling right now. He says, I love his passion and his energy, and there's confidence when he goes out there. But are you learning a lesson about controlling that at different times and where exactly you focus that when you get on the court?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I try to make an impact on just any part of the game. Just I don't want to get lost in the game, so... Right now, it seems to be with fouling in the last couple of games, but just offensive rebounds is usually the approach I try to have, and not just scoring, but defense, just make my impact as soon as I get in the game and try to help get my team to win and just give our team that advantage. So I think that's what he means by that, and I definitely feel that, and I'm glad he feels that way because that's what I've been trying to give off.
I wish on Thursday night you'd get a taste of what this building is like when there's 11,000 fans out there.
Yeah, I wish so too.
This place is rocking. You know, I mean, the energy out there, as long as I've been doing this, this building kind of holds that sound, and it's deafening. And I'm looking forward to when that happens and you guys run out there, those fans are out there. And as all you guys, young fellas, kind of grow together. Uh-huh. Are you pretty tight with your freshman classmates?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Those are my brothers.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Good stuff. Well, keep up the good work. Let's get a win on Thursday. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. That's Jabari Walker, freshman for the Colorado Buffaloes. They've got the Oregon Ducks on Thursday night. Again, that's a 9 o'clock game. We'll hit the air at 8:30 with Buffs Warm-Up presented by Safeway. We'll take a timeout. J.R. Payne, the head coach from the CU Women, is going to join us next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
At Elevations Credit Union, we're big in a local way, and local in a big way. What do we mean? When you bank at Elevations, you'll find the sophisticated financial products, services, and technology you need, and the investment and community you deserve. We're not too big, we're not too small, and it's easy to become an Elevations member. Banking. It has a sweet spot, and we're it. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Insured by NCUA.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, Buffs, some of us might be cheering from home this season. Maybe you've got the big TV and game time snacks, but no room to cheer. No sweat, you've got options. When you work with Rocket Mortgage, you see all your options right up front. From down payments to closing costs, it's easy to see what fits your budget. So if you need a home big enough for your whole team, Rocket can. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first Dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second Dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's Dew.
Hey, Buffs fans, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally. UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
A Thief, played by Liam Neeson, has his heart stolen and decides to retire for love. Rent Honest Thief, now available at Redbox. When experienced bank robber Tom falls in love with Annie, he resolves to change his ways and come clean by turning in the $7 million loot he's been hiding. But he quickly learns crooked and corrupt officials litter the FBI's ranks and finds himself having to fight to clear and protect his name. Watch Honest Thief, starring Liam Neeson and Kate Walsh, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Back in our final segment of Buff Primetime, our first show of the year. We're not coming to you from a restaurant. We are right here at the CU Event Center, obviously, with the way things are. And so Tad's been disappointed. My guess is JR is going to be disappointed because we don't get a great, you know, cold drink and a piece of salmon or some pasta of some sort of a Corelli's. That's not the case. But
the ambiance is certainly different, but we'll be back at Corelli's soon, hopefully.
Amen to that. Buff's coming off a split this past weekend. They on the road against the Washington State. I have that right? Washington schools? No. LA schools.
Yes, at the LA's schools, this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, just coming off the two games with the Washington schools. Well, how's it been for you? We were just talking about that with Tad a little bit. I mean, you know, road trips are tough to begin with, but you're dealing with all sorts of things now. Huh? How have you guys kind of adapted to the new reality that it is?
Yeah, the biggest thing is just we've tried to instill, even since last spring when things were chaotic and summer chaos and fall chaos, just tried to instill a really, a mindset of just take the punches as they come, roll with the punches, and we'll adapt to anything that's thrown in our path, and we'll figure it out, and we'll stay together, and we've done that really well so far, although it has been difficult.
Yeah. So here you guys are. You're 4-5 right now, coming off the split last weekend. Yeah. You're 4-2 at home. Give us an assessment of kind of where you're at. How you feeling about things?
You know, the hardest thing has been that we have a bunch of new players this year, mm-hmm. a couple transfers, a bunch of freshmen. We do have a handful of core veterans, but it's been really difficult to not have a true preseason. You usually get 8, 9, 10, 11 games throughout your preseason to get your new players on the court, in the fold, in some, you know, different situations, live stuff where you can really grow and learn and stretch. And we just didn't have that this year. I mean, three games in, we're playing number 7 in the country, and then we're at number 15 in the country. And there's just hasn't been a lot of time to really kind of get those guys into the fold.
Yeah.
That's been the most difficult thing. With that being said, everyone's in great spirits. We've played some really good basketball. We thumped Utah by 30 and, should have beaten Arizona number six, you know, with the exception of missing 11 free throws. And we're playing pretty good basketball. It's just that's been the toughest.
I'm just sitting here looking at your season box score. Your shooting numbers, probably not as high as you want, but your defensive numbers are very good, huh?
Yes, we are defending better than we ever have. Wow. You know, now every team has some elite scorers, and we got to figure out how to sort of corral those kids, you know, more effectively at times. But overall, defensively, we're better. And we have pretty balanced scoring. I mean, we have three kids in double figures and, you know, cut one that's, you know, right underneath. And we're sharing the ball pretty well, but got to knock down some more threes and free throws.
Yeah, the Buffs right now holding teams to under 39%. I mean, anytime you're under 40, you're talking about some pretty nice area right there. Yep. You're plus five rebounding.
Yep.
So you've rebounded relatively well, huh?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that we're talking about is like last game, for example, we had 17 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's a big number.
But you got to do something with those rebounds. So at halftime, we had 7 offensive rebounds and 0 second chance points.
Wow.
You know, so for all that effort, I just call those pretty stats. I mean, yeah, it looks nice, but you're not doing anything with it. So really prioritize this week. We're going to focus on getting on the offensive boards and putting them back in, you know, or kicking out for another quick strike possession. But yeah.
You and I have talked about Maya Hollingshead before, and I'll never forget when she walked on the court here 4 years ago, and she's a freshman. You look at her and go, wow, she looks the way they're supposed to look, right?
Yeah,
I always say that about athletes. You go, that's the way they're supposed to be built. But, JR, she's really developed into a nice player for you.
She has, yeah. In fact, we were talking with some of our younger players, the whole team today. We were talking about, you know, having the patience to pursue greatness.
Yeah.
You know, and we use Maya as an example often. You know, when she was a freshman, she sort of knew how to tie her shoes, but not really too much else beyond that. You know, and she jokes about it as well. But the amount of growth that she's had has not just been by osmosis. I mean, she's really put in work and patience and diligence. And that's what college basketball is. That's what life is.
Yep.
You know, nothing is going to just be easy. Oh, I get 15 a game, you know, just because I want it. So she's an example of hard work and really putting the time in.
Yeah. And you can see when you're around her, I mean, her personality has blossomed. She's always been effervescent, but it's really come out, and you can see there's a confidence. She's a confident young woman instead of a unsure girl when she got here.
Absolutely. Right? That's a perfect way to put it. Confidence, you know, in all areas of her life, academically, socially, basketball-wise, it's been really fun to watch.
Frieda Foreman has been impressive. I've watched you guys a number of times, and here this freshman comes in from halfway around the world.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about her.
Yeah, I mean, Frieda, right now she's number 7 in the conference in 3-point field goals made. You know, she's averaging double digits. She had a tough weekend.
Okay.
You know, Frieda going into this weekend had made more threes than our entire roster combined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'd made 17, the rest of the team had made 16. She was shooting 46% from three. Now, with that being said, she had a tough weekend. She didn't shoot the ball very well, but Frieda is a very mature basketball player. She comes from a basketball family. You know, she has a high IQ. She looks to score the ball in a variety of ways and is a good player for us and is going to be a really good player.
Yeah.
But this league comes at you very quickly, you know, different defenses, different athletes, different, you know, and so she's going to continue to adjust and adapt to that.
Well, the thing, and we talked about this on a women's side, especially in the Pac-12. I mean, it's a to borrow a baseball phrase from the New York Yankees, it's a murderer's row.
Yep,
right? And
definitely.
So she gets here, even though she's got great basketball experience, obviously you're mature moving halfway around the world, and then you get out there and it's just one top 20 team after another coming out of you.
It's like drinking out of a fire hydrant.
Yes.
You know, it's just, it's an assault on your senses. It keeps coming. But she's doing great and her teammates are really, you know, encouraging and propping her up. And
so you've got UCLA on Friday night. That's a 5 o'clock Mountain Time game. They're number 9 of the country. USC on Sunday. Give us a quick scouting report on the Bruins.
Yeah, you know, what's great about both of these teams is they're similar. You know, like last weekend's games were two drastically different preparations.
Okay.
You know, so both UCLA and USC, really athletic, great on the glass, you know, can create off the bounce. They're going to deny everything. You know, so that's a similar as far as preparation. But UCLA is just, I mean, they're number 8 for a reason. Yeah. They're really good. Not super deep because they had a handful of international players that were not allowed in the country yet.
Okay.
So they're missing, you know, some players that would have given them depth. But boy, those players that are playing are really, really good.
We'll look forward to that one on Friday night, 5 o'clock. The Buffs will be in L.A. for that series over the weekend. Coach, good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks. Go Buffs.
J.R. Payne, head coach of the CU Women there at UCLA. The men on Thursday night have got the Ducks in town as they'll take on Oregon. We'll end there at 8:30, 9 o'clock tip-off time. It's a late one. This has been Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Bus fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Bus fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Hey, Bus fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you old at Hazel's Beverage World. Before or after the game.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online, and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
I am a nurse,
a firefighter,
a college student,
a mother,
and I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Hey, Bus fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Bus fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
You've been listening to Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi, that's what I like. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.